morning, everybody. Welcome to the Morning Mix, presenting live local music, weekend events, of course, and weather in the Wasatch Back. I'm JW. I'm here with my co-host, Ms. Christy Dillaway.
Good morning, JW.
Good morning. Where have you been?
I went on the legendary rhythm and blues cruise a week or so ago, actually during Sundance.
You're going to have to tell me all about that. Maybe we'll have some time at the end of the hour, but I want to hear all about it. And you know the stuff I want to hear, too.
After the show, I'll tell you all the stuff.
Okay.
On the show, I'll tell you some of the stuff.
Okay, so this is going to be the family-friendly before 10 o'clock. And then after 10, we're going to get into it, right?
Then we'll delve deep.
All right.
We've got a great show lined up, though, today. On today's show, we have our musical guest, Michael Dallin. He's here in studio. He's going to play a few songs for us. And then we'll be joined by Jay and the Americans, who are playing at the Egyptian Theater this weekend. We're going to have Sandy Howard, Marty, and Jay here in studio. And we'll do some weekend events, and then we'll chat at the end.
All right. Well, let's get the rough stuff out of the way.
The elephant in the room out of the way. What's going on?
If you are from Park City, if you are from this area, then you're cool, because we've had the lion of the winter. It's been a great winter. So we see this thing that's going through right now, and we know it's going to be over soon.
If you are
visiting our fine city, like my friend Rob Bertino, who flew in last night from Dallas with his girlfriend Kristen, I've been telling him all winter about, we got snow piled up to here, pork chop, can't even get out to relieve himself. I had to dig a path for him and had to do this, had to do that. And he comes here, and he walks in my house in a T-shirt, and it's 60-something degrees yesterday.
My deck went from 4 feet of snow to I can see the wood, almost all of it, in like a couple days.
Yeah. So if you're just visiting our fine city, we humbly apologize and hope to get it together. Let's actually do the weather. It's currently 101 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios. It's 48 degrees right now. We're going to have a high today. They're saying 47, but, it could be a little higher than that. There is a 100% chance of rain here at these lower elevations. Not sure what's cooking up at the 90.
Oh, it's snowing up there. It's got to be, right?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Go on up and check it out.
It's
going to be a little slow coming down. All
you've
that
got
water.
That, you are positive, though. I like that about you. I like that.
It's probably snowing in Deer Valley. Boy, you just go right up the mine road and the weather changes so fast.
Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to put an album on, and you and I are going to jump in the car and run up there real quick.
All right.
And we'll
put on a long one.
Yeah. We're going to put a long one.
Because if it's good, we're not coming back.
And Indigata Davida, that's like 14 minutes. We can put a long album plus Indigata Davida on, and we'll be back. So the forecast is this: 100% chance of rain today at these lower elevations. Temperatures falling, thank you, baby Jesus, to 40 degrees by 5 p.m. That's not very cold. Okay, forget that. We're not going to thank Jesus for that. So tonight, rain and snow, becoming all snow after 11 p.m. Now we get into the cool stuff. Low around 27 will be for this evening. And we're going to get some snow. Chance of precipitation, 100%. So as that temperature drops, still 100% precipitation, but we're going to get some snow. 1 to 2 inches possible. Saturday, snow likely before 11 a.m. And then it's going to become gradually more sunny. So my friends, again, in from, Dallas, they're going to be at a wedding tomorrow afternoon, so they'll have sunny for a wedding, so that's good. And then Sunday, sunny with a high near 41, northeast wind around 8 miles an hour. It was really blowing last night, so finally that's subsided. It's only blowing about 7 miles an hour now, so that's good. That's the weather report.
You do love to talk about the wind.
Well, the wind's very important.
I know. You like the wind.
Yeah.
I always think, who cares?
Oh, yeah.
You and the pilots, when you land somewhere and they want to tell you the wind speed, I think, whatever.
Well, I don't care if it's 7 or if it's 10 miles an hour, but if it's going to be gusting to 42 or 45, I think that's important to report.
It was right about this time last year that we had that storm that knocked, hundreds of trees down on the resorts.
Exactly.
Everything closed and the power went out on Main Street. Remember that?
Yeah.
It was President's
that's
Week.
That's right.
And the restaurants couldn't open. They had no credit card machines, or either the front of the house was off or the back of the house was off.
Okay.
It was not bueno.
Yeah.
So, wind is important. Hey, we're going to go to an underwriter, and when we return, we'll have Michael Dallin here live in studio. You're listening to The Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. Stay with us.
Like health, investment success results from making good decisions over time. It takes knowledge, wisdom, and sometimes a bit of courage. This is Doug Wells of Albion Financial Group, proud supporter of KPCW. For over 30 years, Albion has provided individualized attention to help clients make good decisions towards their wealth management goals. More information is available at 649-1717 or albionfinancial.com.
It's always better when we're together.
This is Rudy Tesno, a.k.a. Rudy on the Radio, proud member of the KPCW Volunteer Air Force, reminding you that KPCW's Better Together Pledge Drive starts Monday. KPCW and the Wasatch Pack, we are better together, building a stronger community, and your contributions make it happen. The fun starts Monday. Let's get better together.
Thanks to our pledge sponsors like Natural History Museum of Utah, Semi's Bistro, Vail Resorts and Vail Epic Promise, and Wasatch Brew Pub and Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Pub.
Hi, this is Kevin Holiday, bike buyer for Jan's, supporting KPCW. Jan's Bike Shop is open year-round for sales and service. We offer bikes from Trek, Scott, and Santa Cruz. Bike apparel from Gore, Bontrager, and Club Ride. Available at our flagship store on Park Avenue, 649-4949 or jans.com.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix. We're joined by our live in-studio musical guest this week, Michael Dallin. Michael has a very unique, I think, bio that I want to share a little tidbits of, and then we'll get some more information from him. From 2008 to 2012, he toured with his original music band around Asia. He lived in Beijing. He was the front man of the band Bad Apples. While in Beijing, he formed another group called Vital Time, became a place for him to showcase his heavier rock and roll side. He's moved on to the Michael Dallin Project, which was original soul music. I think really can't be typified by one style of music, but has toured and performed all over the world and is here in our lovely little studio at KPCW. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Come right up close to that microphone when you talk.
Let me get in there.
Yeah, love that mic, Michael. Right. Come on now.
I'll move this chair a little bit.
Spoon your guitar.
Really
while
you into that microphone.
Yeah, great.
I'm usually good at loving my mic. It's just early in the morning. So.
Right. We stuck that big guitar between you and it.
So you you brought your coffee. You got your guitar. You have your vocalist, Christopher David. Is there anything else you brought?
That's about it.
That you can tell us?
A good attitude.
Okay.
That you can tell us.
Because Christy told me earlier that you were bringing whiskey for
us. That's what he told me.
Yeah, I thought about that, and then I'm on a cleanse, so we're going to have to wait till next time.
Yeah. And also, it doesn't work with FCC or NPR typically.
I wasn't going to tell anyone. Spilled the beans.
Oh, wow.
We can spill as much beans as we want when we're not doing
anything. We didn't do anything illegal. We haven't done anything yet.
I want to hear... Before you sing your first song, I just want to hear a little bit about how you are such an international touring musician. Because when I looked at your YouTube videos, there's one from Paris, one from South Africa, one from Holland, like all over, plus the Beijing stint.
I like to travel. I went on a Mormon mission. That's where I got the travel bug and the desire to be a songwriter. And ever since, I've just kind of loved to travel and... Everywhere they love hearing art and original music, and the farther away from home you are, the more they want to hear what you do. And it just kind of worked out that way, that traveling and music kind of fell in my lap, I guess. I'd book a traveling trip, but then I'd always buy a guitar when I got there, and then a week trip would turn into a month trip, or a month trip would turn into a four-year trip.
That sounds like me. I had a one-year trip that turned into a two-year trip. I've done lots of those.
You know, musicians will tell you that it's not easy putting bands together, and you put a band together in Beijing. I mean...
Well, we took two of us there. My friend Chris from Bad Apples, we were in Salt Lake. We went over, and then we did auditions for that band to have Chinese musicians come sit in with us. At that point, we thought we were just going to play during the Olympics, maybe a little bit after, and then come back. He stayed about 4 years, and I was closer to five. So he's back in Sandy now with a Chinese wife, and... I'm still single, so.
Putting that out there, ladies.
So the number here is 435-655-8255. He's not on Match or any of those things, okay? This is the JW Christy Love connection here on KPCW. give us a call, Michael Dallin. Speak a little Mandarin for the ladies, Michael.
你们女人怎么样?
And that means I love you very much, and I'll take care of you on February 14th, Valentine's Day.
That's what that means.
What does that mean?
I don't know. We should hear a song.
Yeah, let's do that.
Hey, Michael, play us something or tell us what you're going to play.
I hope somebody calls.
I guess I should play a love song now.
Oh, I forgot.
Valentine's Day.
You had something planned. Don't let J-Dub throw you.
Well, I had a few things planned, but, you know, life's what happens while you're making plans. So
all right.
We'll go with this one.
This is Live in the Morning Mix, Michael Dallin. Nice. Live in the Morning Mix, Michael Dallin. Very nice. You wrote that song.
Yeah. That's almost all I do is play what I write.
Yeah.
I'm pretty terrible with requests. Unless they're mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was at the Jeff Crosby show at Hog Wallow Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
And two people in a row actually gave him a 20 with a request for one of his songs written on the $20 bill. He's like, that's a first. Now it's a second. It's like it's always, you know, Hotel California or some song you really don't want
to
do.
Right, you'd rather have your audience be your audience.
But when somebody writes down your song and they already know it, that's pretty cool.
So. Yeah, when you look up and people are singing along.
Yeah, so that's kind of a goal this year is to get the album we recorded last year, well, it's an EP, six songs, But I'd get that more recognized. I haven't really done any marketing with it other than being on the road. And
you gave one to me. We'll try to get it on air here.
Yeah, there you go.
I have a bad question. So an EP is... How an EP is different than an LP?
Well,
long
album's got to be 10 songs, I think. Yeah. But I don't know. Like, I have a 36-minute six-song album or EP, whatever you want to call it. I don't know the rules, actually. But some people have it.
But there's a rule. I didn't even know album had a rule.
30 minutes could only be 10 songs very easily also.
But an album has to be 10?
I don't know where they make the rules.
Okay. I just use those interchangeably. I thought LP was an old word.
No, it's long playing.
See? And I'm in radio. That's bad.
That's okay. That's okay. You know, it was always a certain way. Uh-huh. And then when the Beatles came, they started doing things that nobody ever did before. They would have like no gap between the songs, or they would...
Live Ramones show?
Yeah. Or
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah. So I think you can do it any way you want. So you can even call it an LP if you want, but...
Well, I called it an EP this time.
Yeah.
Mostly because I think when you release an EP, it means you're going to try and do a full album out of it. And that's, I'd actually like to do 6 more songs and have it be one solid thing.
Okay. Besides this morning, people listening to your music, how can people buy your music?
Within the week, they'll be able to buy it online. I'm just getting everything registered. Okay. So it'll be on iTunes and, I don't know, 27 different places. I don't know all of them, but I'm very un-internet savvy.
He's the creative force, not the marketing force.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm the marketing force in my own way, you know, the being on the road and gigging and
right.
selling merch at gigs, that side of things. But yeah, kind of in the market to build a team for the rest of the year to take over some of the things that I'm just not good at.
Right, focus on your best strengths, which exactly. is performing and playing music.
Yeah.
Now, your next song is going to also include Christopher David, your vocalist.
Yeah, he's a good friend of mine, and he's also a songwriter himself. He's got a really cool band he's been working on lately, just this year. And Are you still called something?
We're called Something Sacred. The band name is going to probably change here in a little bit because it's a new project. It's more towards like bluegrass, like folk and funk and blues. So we're seeing how that's going to work out. I'm not really sure. But we played at the Spur with Michael and Mike Beck's deal that did it at Sundance. And we got really good reply from them and review. Like, everybody's like, well, you guys have a really beautiful song. Sound, you know, like it was me and Michael started doing Sundance, what, like 2 years ago? And that's like actually how I got.
We did like 21 gigs in 10 days. That was fun.
Yeah. And so it's like ever since then, me and him have just been kind of like doing it every year. And so it's been pretty good.
So, Christopher, we're trying to find a wife for David. And do we need to find one for Christopher? I mean, Michael. Do we need to find.
I have a wife.
Well, if you're going to find me a wife, we gotta find somebody from Europe, I think.
Yeah.
The number 435.
Okay, so if you're calling from Europe, you have to dial the 1 first. Country code.
Yeah.
We are heard online. You could listen online right now.
You know what would be fun to do one of those dating, like going back to the 70s dating game. Someone calls in and they say, well, Michael, if you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be? And then you would say something, you know, that would dazzle her. And then she said, okay, thank you.
J-Dubs just totally snubbed me because I'm single too, and we're not asking for any calls.
If you'd like to date Christy Dillaway, 435-655-8255.
And if you're calling from Europe, use the country code.
Right.
If you'd like to place bets on who will get a phone call first,
yeah,
her or me, you can call Vegas and they will take those bets now.
Let's hear a song. I'm
hoping
blessing.
Somebody calls. I really am. Okay. This is Live in the Morning Mix. Michael Dahlia and also Christopher David.
All right.
This one's called She Said She's Serious, and Gigi Love co-wrote this with me.
She says she's serious now. center of the sun and the moon. The beauty cannot penetrate my impending doom. Emotionless, I must confess, I hear only boom. And my people keep on fighting for the freedom that they're losing. She says she's serious now. She says she's serious now. Spinning around off of her axis. Says she's all gonna burn to the ground. So I'm gonna burn one down. We were standing in the center of the sun and the moon. The beauty cannot penetrate our impending doom. Emotionless, I must confess, I hear only boom. And my people keep on crying for the freedom that they're losing. Yeah. Efficiently intensify the power of our passions. Effectively eliminate the superstratus layer. We must efficiently intensify the power of our passions. Effectively superstratus layer. Embrace the holy place this earth would live in. Embrace the holy place this earth would give in. Embrace the holy place this earth would live in. For teaching us, living in that teaching, giving and receiving, teaching. Got to listen to the mother.
Listen to the mother.
Living in that teaching, giving and receiving, got to show her what she really worth. We must efficiently intensify the power of our passions. Effectively eliminate the superstratus layer. Embrace the holy place this earth for living. How we can end the fight and free the world of hunger. Stop the war if all the people will unite. We can end the fight and free the world of hunger. And stop the war and all the genocide.
And all the genocide.
United, we are undivided. We can change the world. We can end the fight, free the world of hunger, and stop the war and all the genocide. can end the fight.
Very nice. Very nice. That song's very soulful and on its own. And then adding Christopher even made it more so. Very nice.
Yeah, I try to add him when he's feeling soulful or when he makes me feel soulful.
It's tough first thing in the morning, isn't it?
Not if you stay up all night.
I knew that was coming. I think he's kidding, but it was well placed.
I'm not kidding. Sometimes I go 3 days without sleep, and then I'll sleep 24 hours, and I'm good. It's just weird.
Pretty soulful. We're going into ceremony tomorrow.
Yeah.
You're actually not on microphone, so they didn't hear that.
Yeah. He said that you're going into ceremony tomorrow. What's that?
We're going to do a Native American ceremony tomorrow out in a teepee. It's going to be pretty sweet.
All right. Well, we want to thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Yes, we want to thank Michael Dallin, our musical guest, backed up by Christopher David. Thanks for joining us in the studio on The Morning Mix. You can find music online at, I saw you on Reverb Nation. Do you have your own website?
Yeah, you can go to michaeldallin.com.
Perfect. And your next public appearance?
My next public appearance that is announceable is March 3rd up here in Park City at Park City Brewery.
Awesome. Love that.
We're going to take a short break. We'll get the roadies in here to move some stuff around and get ready for our next guest, which will be Jay and the Americans. And we may do weekend events before then. We're going to figure all of that out. We're going to play a song right now from the Chris Lager Band. It is the title cut from their album. It is Bright Lights and Big Highway. By the way, they will be our musical guest next week. This is KPCW in Park City, The Morning Mix. JW and Christy, stay with us. We'll be back after this.
Swimming in my head, I don't know. Blessing or cursing, either way, don't know any other way.
We have just cued the cheesy music. Right, Christy?
I wish you'd stop saying that.
I know. I like this music. I picked it out. I mean, you know, I must like it.
You liked it once.
I still do.
And doesn't it get you geared up for, like, what's going on this weekend?
When I picked it out, I said, now here's some cheesy music we can have play in the background when
so
we do weekend events. I just love it.
Okay.
I love it. And we have some other music.
Most people would think cheesy as a derogatory term.
Mm-hmm.
So if you mean it otherwise, then it's good to clarify.
Well, here's just something just to tease you. This is...
An alternative? Do I need my headphones?
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah,
the
I like
fish.
That too. Yeah.
Oh, I tried to play the wooden fish on the cruise.
Yeah. You know what this music was for?
No.
This music was when we did Stuff and Junk at the end. This was our Stuff and
you
Junk.
You want to try
music.
It? Let's try it.
Okay.
Let's
do
Weekend Events.
Okay,
because
we got a
groove to it a little bit.
Okay. Why don't you start?
I'm going to get my shoulders shimmying so I'm in the mood.
Okay.
Wait, I put my headphones on. Don't have my glasses on.
Guys,
okay.
she's shimmying. Again, if you want to date Christy, 435-655-8255. We'll play dating game here.
Nobody
live
has
on the
called
morning
yet,
mix.
So it's embarrassing.
Okay.
Hey, this weekend, the 28th Annual Huntsman Cup, hosted by National Ability Center, winds up today with the final races of this four-day event at Park City Mountain Resort.
And Jay and the Americans are at the Egyptian Theater tonight through Sunday night. And I believe that would be 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow night and 6 o'clock on Sunday night. Would that be correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
ParkCityShows.com for tickets.
Yeah.
Park City Film Series presents Jackie with screenings Friday and Saturday at 8, also Sunday at 6 at the Jim Sani Auditorium.
Park City High School Band Department will host their annual Sweetheart Gala tonight at St. Mary's Church with entertainment by the High School Varsity Jazz Ensemble. And they are good.
Absolutely. Saturday morning, get up early and go out to Swanner Nature Preserve. They invite everyone all ages to join in a nature walk in the preserve from 8:30 to 10.
Saturday evening, full moon snowshoe at the farm. The event includes catered dinner, snowshoes, and entertainment by one and only Motherlode Canyon Band. Tickets must be purchased in advance. Go to parkcityrecreation.org.
All right, so what's up for music in the clubs and on the ski slopes? Friday, après-ski. Simply B at Park City Mountain Resort, Rogers and Buffington at Park City Brewery, and Tony Oros at the Corner Store.
You know, what I was thinking about, Christy, is we've had these musical guests. We've had, 100, and this is show 122. We've had live local music, and every guest, and most of the guests come in and say, well, I'm playing tonight in Tooele. And then I'm going to go down to Salt Lake and play here, which is great and everything. But our musical guest today, I mean, he's playing in China, he's playing in Paris, he's playing all over the place. It's kind of cool.
And in Park City.
And in Park City.
That's how international we are. And actually, Rogers and Buffington, who I just said are at Park City Brewery this afternoon, they're coming mm-hmm. back in March on our show.
Is that so?
We've had them before, yeah. Evening entertainment tonight, you can see Gareth Emery at Park City Live, Rage Against the Supremes at The Spur, Break On Through at The Cabin, and Dueling Pianos at Molly Bloom's.
There's a lot of dance music here. This is good. This is some good.
I'm with you.
This is some good stuff. Après Ski, Bro Band at PCMR, and Zach Parrish at the Canyons Village.
That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yep. You want to do nighttime entertainment tomorrow?
I'd love to. The Parlor Hounds are at the DeGioia Center. Lavois is at The Cabin. I think I got that one right.
Yeah.
And Michelle Moonshine is at The Spur. Of course, Dueling Pianos once again at Molly Bloom's.
And we've had Lavois on the show and Michelle Moonshine on the show. So working my way through all these people. Hey, on Sunday night, something totally different. Go to OP Rockwell and check out Portland Cello Project. They are a classically trained musician, violin, string group. They bring a classical string music to a relaxed nightclub setting. Check that out at OP Rockwell on Sunday night.
Now, is Michelle going to be accompanied by anybody at the Spur, or is she just going to be doing solo?
I do believe she brings a band, yeah.
Okay, so she's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, folks, that's going to do it for weekend events. Christy and I will be back right after these messages. You're listening to KPCW in Park City. This is The Morning Mix. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Davey Ratchford from Park City Mountain and proud supporter of KPCW. Park City Mountain hosts winter events throughout the season, including the annual Torchlight Parade, New Year's Eve celebration, Spring Groove, and more. More information about all Park City Mountain events can be found at parkcitymountain.com.
The Utah Legislature meets for 6 weeks from the end of January till mid-March, and KPCW News will cover all major developments affecting the Wasatch Back and you. Reports from Capitol Hill and your lawmakers are brought to you by Tesh Law, real estate, trusts and estates, and general litigation since 1989. TeshLaw.com.
Support for KPCW comes from Crandall Capital with New Park Town Center. With urban amenities and services and home to restaurants, shops, entertainment, lodging, and residences. More information about New Park Town Center at 801-303-5440.
G'day, Ian from Campos Coffee, a KPCW sponsor. We're from Australia and we've just opened our first US location here. At Campos, we work closely with our growers to select the beans for our blends and single origins that are roasted in-house and delivered each day. Campos Coffee is open daily at the base of Park City Mountain Resort. CamposCoffee.com.
Welcome back in the Morning Mix. JW here with Christy Dillaway. 9:43 in the morning. Currently 48 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios. I don't think it's raining right now. Take a look out the window. But they're calling for 100% rain today. We'll see what happens.
When the streets are glossy, it's not a good sign.
Yeah. So Jay and the Americans are our next guests. We're delighted to introduce them, but they're not here.
They're not here.
So we don't know what happened. There might have been a snafu somewhere. At any event, we're going to do some other things. And one of those things is that we're going to give away some tickets to, do they get a choice of which performance they want to attend?
Yeah. So Amber from Egyptian Theater said we could give away three pair of tickets to the shows, which are Friday, tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. The callers can call Ethel at the main line, 649-9004, and they can just give her their name and pick which day they want to attend.
And that's two tickets for the first three callers. And there's Ethel right there. She's walking into
Extension Zero.
Thank you, Ethel. Ethel looks great today. I love that red jacket.
They'll know that when they call.
Yeah.
649-9004.
Compliment Ethel on her red jacket. Make sure you do that again.
So I'm a little bummed because I did the research. Obviously, Jay and the Americans is a little before my time. But and you and I were talking about how they've had three singers in their, 50, 60-year career.
Yeah.
All named Jay.
Yeah.
Do you think they only audition guys named Jay?
You know, I don't know what happened. That's one heck of a coincidence, isn't it?
Right? Because there's not. I mean, maybe it was a really popular name back in the 40s, 50s.
Right.
Whatever year they were. Yeah.
So they're not here. However,
they're
we have
here.
For you right now this magic moment.
Tell us your story.
I don't know the rest of the words, but
tell us your story. You had a reminiscence.
Well, I have always thought that song is kind of neat. So I would sing it to my kids, mostly when they had their friends around, so that I would embarrass them.
Ugh. And they still, kids are cringing right now.
And they still talk about it. And every once in a while with my friends, too. You go by some places, a microphone, I'd pick it up and I'd start singing.
Like
it.
That was your karaoke song? Or it came up when there were magical moments happening
in
life?
I never sang in karaoke. No, I'd bring it up at all sorts of different weird times.
Kids have their friends over, so I'm going to sing that song?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I'd make up the words. I got this magic moment down, and
right.
When I look into your eyes, I had that down. But the rest of the words were just kind of winging.
I'm so bummed you don't get to share that memory directly with them.
Yeah.
They were on the local view yesterday, and maybe they just got confused that, why come back?
Well, they've been around for a long time, and Cara Mia is, of course, a big hit. This magic moment, I made famous. They wrote it and they sang it, but I really drove that thing to the top of the charts. And then Come a Little Bit Closer, which I've never sang, but they brought that one out themselves.
I did enjoy that one.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Well, so, we're still here, you and me.
So they're not here, and we're going to bring Michael Dallin and also Christopher David back because, they're great musicians, and they agreed to stay with us. But there's one thing I got to do first, and that's you got to tell me about this blues cruise. I haven't had a chance to catch up with you. I know how much you were looking forward to it.
Yeah, so I want to emphasize the blues music festival aspect of it because people keep talking to me about a cruise, and it's who cares that it was on a ship? And there's so many music cruises like this out there that are different genres of music, jam cruise and rock cruise and whatever. I think actually the Jay and the Americans just got off another cruise, which was maybe like an oldies music. But mine was a week-long music festival, all blues music. There was probably 40 acts, which adds to I don't know how many musicians who are on the ship with you. And it's just a music festival, six stages going all times that you're at sea. I didn't even put my shoes on sometimes to walk from my cabin to the stage that was just downstairs outside my cabin.
Now, how big was this boat? How many staterooms, for an example?
I think someone told me there were like 2,600 passengers. I'm not really
2,600.
Sure.
That's a lot of passengers.
I saw a lot of the same people all the time.
All right.
As I look at photos that people are posting on the Facebook group page, I don't know any of those people, and I'm not in any of those photos. So I think we all sort of moved in our own ways. Like, I saw certain bands 3-4 times. But the best part, and it was always sort of the similar people at the front of the dance floor, and you know I was on the dance floor. And it's great because a lot of these people, I was definitely one of the youngest people on the ship, and I celebrated my 50th birthday on the ship. And I wonder if I did that on purpose in an older crowd so I'd feel really young.
Yeah.
I think I might, because if I was on Jam Cruise, I would have been the oldest person.
Did you bring the hula hoop?
No, I didn't bring a hula hoop. There was a girl that had one. She was a girlfriend of like Sister Sparrow and the Dirty Birds. Mm-hmm. She had the small ones. I can't keep those going. Those are more like for your arm. I did try it. But
you did something I'd never do, and that's that you just sort of, with reckless enthusiasm, got a stateroom knowing that they were going to put another woman with you.
I got a stateroom with a friend who then bailed, which I kind of
thought. Oh, that's what happened.
He said 90%, sure. And okay. I was like, 10% looming over me. So he decided to do something different in the end. And her cabin mate did the same. And talking to the people that put the trip together, they said, why don't you guys pair up? And it was awesome. When it was wig night and I asked her if she brought a wig and she said no, and I said, I have an extra. Do you want to wear the pink one? And she went for it. Then I knew we were a match made.
Yeah,
And then I gave her the pink glitter eyelashes too. Mm-hmm. And it was perfect.
That was gracious of you because you typically don't give up the pink wig.
I usually wear the pink wig.
I know you do.
And the blue, see, I wore the blue, but the blue worked for Blues Cruise and it matched my dress. And yeah, if you're a friend of mine on Facebook, you'd see some of those photos. But
like, I've got this oversized afro.
Yes, wig, I've seen that.
And I don't. I would never give that to anyone. I love that thing.
Yeah.
It's so cheesy. It's so cool. it's fantastic.
And you look so good in it.
One of my favorite musicians, Zydeco master Terrence Simeon was on the ship. And you had a chance to catch up. I know you became friends with his bass player. And
Terrence, yeah.
And also with Terrence.
Kind of all of them now.
Yeah, all of them. And he's going to be, when's he going to be back on our show?
So they're playing at Egyptian Theater March 17, 18, and he's on our show the 17th.
Fantastic.
March 17th, yeah. So the first night they played on the backstage late gig, and he said, hey, Christy, so good to see you, and gave me a hug before they started. And then I was talking to his wife, Cynthia, during the show, and I said, yeah, I never get to come on this trip because it's during Sundance. I can't get away, but it's a big birthday. I figured I better do it. And she's like, oh, does Terrence know it's your birthday? I'm like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
And she runs over to the stage and says something to him, and then he's like, oh, we got a guest down here. We got to bring Christy up to play the rub board. Come on, Christy, where are you?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. So I went up, and that's my seventh or eighth time playing the washboard with the band. He always calls, usually calls someone up. And
I play the washboard here in the studio. Mm-hmm. And that's not easy, by the way.
I figure if I can dance well enough, then I don't notice. And his daughter, Marcella Simeon, who's also a fantastic musician, was on the ship and she was playing with him a lot. So I just mimicked what she was doing. I figured it's like skiing behind a better skier. If you just try to mimic their moves, it probably looks good. So I'm still waiting for someone who might have taken a photo to post that.
Well, I was excited to see Terrence when he came here and he performed here in the studio. Yeah. I mean, he's really good. But when he was actually at the Egyptian, he got the entire crowd up.
Oh, yeah.
I think for like three or four songs in a row. I mean, he had everybody on their feet.
Yeah, because he throws the beads. Yeah, you got to get up to get the beads.
He's got this big smile on his face, and he's great.
So lovely person, lovely family.
So, folks, put that in your calendar, March 17th. You may want to see Terrence, and I believe that we have an opportunity to taste his homemade cooking of jambalaya.
Yeah, he's going to come over to my house and cook.
Yeah, okay, I'll be there.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
I won't get to eat it because it's full of meat. But anyway, yeah. It'll be fun to have him over.
So the good news is you went on the blues cruise, but you missed Sundance.
I was here for the Friday, Saturday. I left late Saturday night, so I got a little taste.
Right.
Yeah. What did you do? Did you have some big run-ins?
Well, my daughter, who's now 29, she came for her fifth time with her boyfriend. They live in Oslo, Norway now, so it's kind of cool for them to come out for that. And they brought three or four friends with them. So we had a pretty busy 10 days where we went to a lot of movies. And we didn't go out that often for dinners and restaurants, but we had dinner at my house almost every night. We made a big deal out of cooking up some cool stuff and sitting in front of the fire and just yakking and playing music and stuff. So it was very nice. I really enjoyed it.
Very good. So no music, though.
No.
There was so much going on. But,
I know there was.
But you got to start with get into town.
So there was a rumor. So you and I were talking about it. And I want to ask what happened. So at the cabin one night was the
Oteil
Grateful
Burbridge.
Dead cover band.
No, not a cover band. Oteil Burbridge is in Dead & Company. And the other guy whose last name begins with a K, I forget. Oh. So they were members of Dead & Company.
Okay.
And then the Grateful Dead movie was playing at Sundance, and it premiered, and so...
So the thoughts were that the Grateful Dead would come out for the movie, and then they would join their buds on stage at the cabin.
Right.
Did that happen?
What I understand from someone who was there, it didn't quite happen that way.
Okay.
I think there might have been confusion about the fact that, like, it's Utah, and there's a 1 o'clock curfew.
Right.
I think people show up to jam late night,
yeah,
forgetting what state they're in. So one of my friends said she was leaving and saw, not Bobby Weir, but someone else standing in the parking garage.
Okay.
Just kind of waiting or something. I don't know. So I don't think that happened. But I did hear our buddy Lucas Nelson played Thursday night, and mm-hmm. I think he also jammed.
With Waylon Jennings' son.
Yeah, that's what I thought happened.
Right, exactly. Very cool. This is what we're going to do. We're going to take a short break, go to some underwriters, a couple of underwriters. We'll be right back. And when we come back, we're going to bring Michael Dallin and Christopher David back to play a final song for all of us. So thanks, guys, for hanging in there with us. This is the Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City, 954, currently 48 degrees outside our studio. Stay with us.
This is Angela from Peak Art and Frame, sponsors of Cool Science Radio on KPCW. Peak Art and Frame offers local photography and artwork, as well as digital printing, custom framework, and mirrors. Open Monday through Saturday and located in the Walmart Shopping Center, 649-0801 or peakartandframe.com.
This is Irene from Chateau Recovery, happy to support KPCW. Chateau works with adults struggling with co-occurring substance and mental health disorders. We utilize traditional and non-traditional approaches to empower clients. Information at 866-808-4160 or chateaurecovery.com. Addiction is a disease. Recovery is a choice.
Wyndham Vacation Rentals is happy to continue our support for KPCW and the Park City community. Wyndham Vacation Rentals has been in business for over 30 years in nightly vacation rentals and property management with a range of services for our owners and guests. 649-6606 or online at wvrparkcity.com.
Back at the Morning Mix, ready to wind up. We're so thankful that Michael Dallin stuck around and he's going to play us another tune. Those first two were so good. Welcome back, Michael.
Thank you.
Going right into it? Perfect.
Living my life like I'm gonna live. time. Evolution you will provide. You will survive. Next 100 years or more. Next 100 years. 100 years or more. Side. Take up ready for those who have come before. Live each day as thy last. Live each night as if you'll never die. You're gonna survive. 100 years or more.
Very nice, very nice. Michael Dallin.
Thank you.
Yeah. We'll be back with some final words right after this. Stay with us. This is KPCW in Park City. It's the Morning Mix.
Tune in to Park City's newest treasure find. Discover the treasure of stories at the Story Mine. Kathy and Dave, self-proclaimed prospectors, miners, and explorers, always in search of treasures worth telling a story about, will feature storytellers from all over the world telling their tales. You'll dig the Story Mine Sunday mornings at 8:30. Stories aren't just for children anymore.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by AMA Waterways and Park City Air, Cruise, and Travel, 565-4730, parkcityaircruiseandtravel.com. Park City Bike Demos, Kearns Boulevard next to Adolph's, parkcitybikedemos.com. Long, Reimer, Weiniger, Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, LRW-law.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
You are listening to KPCW in Park City.
We want to thank our sponsors for today's show, Squatters and Wasatch Brew Pub, Crandall Capital, New Park Town Center, Utah Symphony and Utah Opera, Park City Mountain, Campos Coffee, San Francisco Designs, Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties. And we want to remind you that next week is Pledge Drive.
NPR National News is next.